Radio. Woo! Breakfast. With Darren Morris. Across the UK.
Wake up in the morning.
The Hits Radio Breakfast.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. We've got somebody brand new to introduce you to. Hello, Alexa Goddard.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So you are like a lot of people listening to this probably won't know who you are.
Right.
I think it's worth it right now
at
this moment in time. Yeah?
Yeah.
You're just kind of breaking through.
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite a nice position to be in. How does it feel that you are now on the brink of like superstardom?
It's exciting. It's really exciting. I'm like holding my breath and just waiting for the next thing to happen, which I don't know what the next thing to happen will be. So it's very exciting.
If you want to have a look at the video, because you've got this new song that we're going to play called So There.
Yes.
And we're going to put the video up now on our Twitter, at The Hits Radio. So go there and have a look at this.
Yeah.
A lot of messing around in wheelie bins. Not wheelie bins, what do they call them?
Trolleys.
Shopping trolleys.
I know.
Oh, my God, so much fun.
It was so much fun. Literally sitting in a trolley, having pillow fights, and just wandering around and dancing around. Brilliant.
And this is your job now.
I know. I'm lucky, aren't I?
You are lucky.
It was really good fun.
Have you ever stolen a shopping trolley?
I haven't, you know. Except for that one, but that wasn't me that stole it. So, and whoever did you see they painted the handle pink?
Yeah. Did somebody actually just take that?
I don't know.
Was that got properly?
No, I'm sure they asked for it. I'm sure they got permission.
Okay. whenever we have a new person, a new sort of rising star come on the show, we obviously like to get to know them properly.
Right.
And the best way I feel to get to know somebody is like this.
Hi, I'm Maddie and I'm Alexa's mum. Hi, Alexa.
What?
So we spoke to your mum, Alexa.
What? How did she... When?
Today. We spoke today. Already.
I haven't even spoken to her today.
Oh, yeah.
That's why. She would have... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we're going to get some goss on you next, including things like this.
That's pretty awful. There is a little story, but I don't know whether it'll get her into trouble. She might absolutely slate me for saying it.
She did tell that story.
No! I don't even know what it is.
We're going to hear that next on the Hits Radio Breakfast.
The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast. Alexa Goddard is with us. And we are hearing from her mum.
Oh,
mum. okay, so, first and foremost, we wanted some gossip. This is what she told us first. And this is, Alexa, this is pretty horrible. Your mum is Maddie, by the way, isn't she?
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is lovely. She's the nicest person that I've ever...
I thought so, anyway. I thought she was.
To me, she's lovely. To you, not so.
Oh,
this is what she had to say about something pretty horrible that you do, I think, with your dogs.
She continually lets... she's got two chihuahuas, and like if she's having a bowl of cereal or if she's eating an ice cream or something, she actually lets her chihuahuas share her cereal actually out of the bowl. So it's a bit gross.
My career is over. Thanks, Mum.
A bit gross.
I can't even try and deny it.
Full on gross.
It is, isn't it?
And then you go back into the bowl and carry on eating yourself as well, which is the most horrible bit.
I know. But they're so cute. If you saw my dogs, their tongues are tiny. Like, it's not like a big German shepherd with a big sloppy tongue, like, lapping up my cereal. It's a tiny little baby chihuahua.
Yeah, but a dog's a dog. Don't they, like, lick second things?
Oh!
Don't they? They lick themselves as well.
Oh, my God.
And then your cereal, and then you eat it.
And ice lollies as well.
Oh, no.
I know.
I don't want to know.
I can't believe my mum told you that.
So that's pretty horrible. I think this is worse.
Oh,
she's only got a very small back garden, and she's literally hardly ever does a poop scoop. So, like, her boyfriend literally has to tiptoe up the garden path for fear of treading in it, so... She's pretty gross like that, bless her.
That is horrendous.
People now just think I'm absolutely disgusting.
What is wrong with you?
Everything, clearly. No, can I just say, let me just fight my corner. I do sometimes do a poo scoop, but their poos are so tiny that it's just like, are they hard to see? That's my argument.
Not when you step in them. I feel so sorry for your boyfriend. Apparently he has to like tiptoe around the garden.
Well, he could help me, but he doesn't.
this uncleanliness apparently continues.
No.
Oh my goodness. She literally is incapable of hanging her clothes back up. I have had phone calls from her saying, Mum, can you come and help me sort my bedroom out again, please? Because I don't know where to start.
Oh,
and I've said to her time and time again, take something off. If it's not going in the wash, hang it back up. But she seems absolutely incapable of doing that.
Guilty. And do you know what's even worse? I'll even, do you know, if we dig in, I'll tell you it all. When I lived at home, my mum would obviously do my washing and do my ironing. She'd put my ironing in my room for me. and because I never put it away, it would get creased, so I just put it straight back in the wash, even if I hadn't worn it. And I think she knew that. If she doesn't, she will now. But, yeah, I don't know. But I'm very clean, can I just say? It's just I'm a bit messy.
That's quite a good tactic, though, isn't it? Just chuck it back in the wash.
Isn't that awful, though?
Bring it back
out. Poor mum.
I love that you still call on her as well. Can you please come around and tidy my room?
I know. But sometimes I get myself in such a state. I'm like, I can't do it. There's just clothes and shoes everywhere.
It's not easy, is it?
It's not easy.
It's not easy. Modern life, adult life is
See?
Difficult.
I'm
it's
glad
difficult.
You understand.
We're going to hear more from Alexa next and her mum Maddie.
Oh, no.
Including the story that led to this.
There is a little story, but I don't know whether it'll get her into trouble. She might absolutely slate me for saying it.
Are you the first phone call you make out of here is going to be to your mum, right?
Of course. I'm like, where's my phone? I'm calling
her. More with God. Alexa on the Hits Radio Breakfast after this. Hits Radio. This is the Hits Radio Breakfast. Alexa Goddard is with us. Hi there.
Hi.
And we're hearing from your mum.
Oh, my God.
Whenever we get a new artist on the Hits Radio, we like to get to know them properly, and no better way than through their parents.
Clearly.
So already we heard that you like to share food with your dog, which is pretty disgusting, that there's dog poo all over your garden. and also that your room is a bit of a mess as well. Clothes everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
And finally, this is pretty embarrassing
no
as
more.
Well.
There's yeah, more.
There's one more.
There's actually more.
There's one more. Oh, this is pretty embarrassing as well.
A friend of hers actually just reminded me about a party she went to where she bent down and she had a pair of trousers on and they literally split from the crotch right down to the knee.
Oh,
absolutely. Not a small rip, just right down the seam. Whole lot.
Bless you. I feel a bit sorry for that one.
Do you know, I'm even going red and I never go red. That was humiliating and I was dancing away. I was in leather trousers.
Oh, God.
Like, they weren't too tight, I didn't think. But, yeah, dancing around, messing around with my friends and literally, when she said from the crotch to the knee, that's not an exaggeration. Like, it wasn't just a tiny tear. It was, like, the whole... I don't even know how it happened. But luckily, my friend somehow had, a pair of shorts, spare shorts with her, so... I got rescued, but wow, that was embarrassing.
So you put some shorts on. I was going to say, how do you recover from that? Where do you go from there?
I would have had to have leave. Yeah. To have left if she didn't have the shorts. I literally was.
Bless you.
Humiliated.
I feel for you. So thank you, Alexa's mum.
Yeah, thanks, mum. Love you.
We thought we got her to record a little message for you as well. This is super sweet. This is really nice. Bless her. This is cute.
Hi, Lex. I bet you're surprised that mum is here, or mum is on the radio with you. I just want to say how very, very proud I am of you. And you know how proud Daddy would have been. Love you.
Bless her.
Oh, my heart.
See, she's making up for it now. Cause she knows she has to say something nice, because otherwise...
She's grovelling.
Otherwise, we're not friends anymore. But, oh, bless her. She's good. She's a good sport.
She also told me that you met somebody super impressive this weekend.
Oh, my God.
You had, one of the best meetings that you could ever, ever have.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some more about that in a little bit. Okay. We're going to find out who that is. This is proper,
I'm
proper
so
stuff.
Excited. You can see how excited I am to tell you.
More with Alexa on the Hits Radio Breakfast after this.
Turn it up. The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. Alexa Goddard is here.
Hello.
And I'm sorry about the whole mum thing. Sorry about that.
Well, I mean, I just met you and I thought we were cool.
I know.
You've let me down.
Oh, sorry
it
about
was
that.
Brilliant, though. It was good fun. I let you off.
And she told me, because we spoke to her a little bit earlier on, and she told me that you'd met somebody this weekend that is proper big time.
Proper big time. Like, the biggest time.
Who did you meet?
Beyonce.
You met Beyonce?
Yes!
Actual Beyonce.
Actual real life Beyonce. Not a waxwork. She was a real human being.
Where was this?
In Paris.
Oh my God.
With her and Jay. And I was very lucky to go backstage.
No way.
And I'd met Jay before, but I'd not met Beyonce.
I love that. I've met
and
Jay before.
I met Jay. I'd been lucky enough to meet him before, but I'd never met Beyonce. And I didn't know whether I'd be able to or not. Lucky enough to see the show, but went backstage even luckier. And then we're in this little room backstage having a couple of drinks and there they are. They just walk in the room. What? Jay and Beyonce.
What the hell did you say? Did he remember you, by the way?
He did.
Did he?
And I was so excited because I didn't think he would necessarily, but he did. He's so lovely. I've met him a few times now and every time he's like, hey, yeah, we met at such and such. And I'm like, oh, yes, we did. Do you remember?
Because he must meet so many people.
Exactly. That's why you're never quite sure if he's going to remember. But
so how do you know him so well? Why do you keep meeting him?
Well... There's this thing that I signed a few years ago called a record deal to Roc Nation.
Oh, you're with Roc Nation?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
That's brand new information.
Serious?
I did not know that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So he picked you up then? Was it was him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought you knew.
How did I not know that? Who did this research?
Oh my god! I thought that's why you were like, how are you?
So he just contacted you out of the blue, did he?
Well, yeah. I mean, he didn't have my number and was like, hey, but someone in his team contacted and we had a meeting with their team and they offered a deal.
Oh my god.
I know.
Everybody's looking at me like I'm an idiot. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's cool, because I thought everyone knew, so it's quite nice for me to tell somebody that doesn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
So where did he kind of like pick you up from? How did he hear from you?
From YouTube.
Oh my god.
I know, how crazy.
Does he just sit there cruising YouTube all day long?
Maybe. I'm sure he's got other things to do as well. but yeah, as far as I know, him and a few people from his team had come across me on YouTube and he'd sent some guys out to come meet me.
So what were you thinking when you first heard from him?
First of all, I thought it was a joke, like a wind-up.
Yeah.
And then I actually met with one of his partners, Jay Brown, and I realised it wasn't a wind-up.
Yeah.
And then on the second meeting, he offered me the deal.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, really?
Jesus.
Really? No.
That is like the ultimate dream, right?
It really is. Well, that, and then to meet Beyoncé as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, life is done. Life is complete.
So what did you say to Beyoncé?
So she was absolutely lovely. She gave me a big hug. And I probably clung on a little bit too long. She was probably like, okay, let go now. But she was so, so sweet. And she said, congratulations. And it was very brief. But then a little while later, because we were still in the same room, she came over and she complimented my shoes.
Oh.
And that really was like, my life is made.
Yeah.
But what more do you need?
Where do you go from there? What do you do next?
What's next?
Done.
Seriously.
Can you imagine one day you might have like dinner at their house and stuff?
Oh my God. I don't think I'd be able to. I wouldn't be able to contain the like excitement. I talk too much anyway. I'd just be like, she wouldn't want me there.
Can you imagine like, going to their toilet? And...
Oh my god! Oh, the toilet paper's probably made of gold or yes. something. And,
I'd be disappointed if it wasn't. To
I
be
would,
honest,
yeah. I would.
Shall we play your song on the radio then?
Yes, please.
Would you be happy to introduce it for
I
us?
I would love to. Hey, this is Alexa Goddard on the Hits Radio, and this is my single, So There.
Nice one. So nice to meet you. Thank you very much for coming.
So nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
The Hits Radio.